James Thurber once wrote, "You can fool too many of the people too much of the time." One tourist was not fooled when he stopped by the historic home of Thurber, asking where he might find the statue of a unicorn he'd heard was in front of the house.
We told him that statue was just right across the from the house in the park. He went out, came back in, and said, I really don't see a statue there. And we came out, and sure enough, it was gone.
Emily Swartzlander with the Thurber House says the police were called and the waiting game began. 3 days after it vanished, the unicorn reappeared, almost magically, as a mythical beast might.
It was right where it had been before it was taken, same exact position, with a note from the unicorn, saying that the unicorn had taken a little trip, but now he was back and he wasn't going anywhere again.
The unicorn weighs about 800 pounds, and that note, that clue, leaves the mystery unsolved. And now the unicorn is in what one might call protective custody.
The city actually came and took the statue. They're looking at options as to how to better secure it. I'm not sure if the police are getting fingerprints or what's going on exactly, but I know that definitely the city is looking at making sure that it stays put.
The whole story may sound crazy. Swartzlander admits someone besides the unicorn napper may be laughing.
Maybe somebody took the whole James Thurber humorous thing a little bit too far. Is this the kind of thing that he would have found funny?
Oh, you know, I think he probably would. In fact, we've been talking about that this week, that he probably would have thought that it was a pretty good joke. And we're just happy that it's back. So in the end, happy ending definitely makes it funnier than it would have been otherwise.
The unicorn has returned.
In the note, the unicorn offers an apology for causing fuss and claims to have flown around the world sowing its wild oats.
It pours and pours and pours.
Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.